Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my 2023 NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today I'm going to highlight the safety, Malachi Moore, University of Alabama, Roll Tide. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Well, the University of Alabama, safety Malachi Moore. The first name, Malachi, I love that name because I have a grandson that's named Malachi. So it's something about Malachi. It's a biblical name. And Malachi Moore, in his first two seasons at Alabama, has played very well. His first year as a true freshman, he was outstanding. A lot of people are saying on the draft boards, he took kind of a step back, gave up a couple of touchdowns, was taken out of the starting lineup. They put in Brian Branch to start at the nickelback slot. But when you look at it, that's the reason that when I look on the draft boards now, Malachi Moore is still rated in the first round. And he's still rated as a late first round pick or a high second round pick. It's because how he played as a true freshman. Granted, when you're at Alabama, you're going to have some times when you're going to be up and down, especially in the secondary, because think about this. Look what you're going against in practice. Look what you're going against in practice. Jameson Williams, Devontae Smith, John Michi, Shane Bolden. That's pretty hard to handle when you're playing at the University of Alabama. The top-level program of all of college football. But what I like about him, coming into this season, I always look at production. He played both corner and safety in his two seasons at Alabama. 60 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 4 interceptions, 7 pass defense. And when I look at his game film, granted he struggled a little bit down the stretch, but he's a guy, when you look at him in the next NFL level, he can play the slot. And another great thing I like about him, he's a physical football player that can love to play the run. Now, when you look at all the safeties that played at Alabama that he's followed, he's got a little bit of Tommy Wilcox and Jeremiah Castile kind of with him. They was playing when I was in school at the University of Arkansas. We know how great their careers went. Then he got a little bit of Mark Barron, who played on those great national championship teams 2011-2012 for Alabama. Then, when you look at his versatility, he puts me in a kind of baby honey badge of Tyrann Mathieu at LSU. Then he got a little Dennis Smith out of USC. When I was at Arkansas, he got a little Kevin Evans in him. He got a little Van McElroy that was at Baylor. Got a little bit of Roland James that was Tennessee. Got a little bit of Jake Scott. Now, as far as run support, what I like about Malachi Moore, he likes to come up about 6'1", 190 and lay that wood on like Ronnie Lott. When he was SC, then he went to the 49ers. He's got a little bit of Bob Sanders. Remember him that safety out of Iowa that had a good career with the Indianapolis Colts? Then he got a little bit of George T. That's who he reminds me most of all. A guy that can play the slot, guy that can play D-field in the middle of the field, guy that can come in and run. Look at George T's film against Miami in the national championship game. To me, he was the best player on the field. Then he got a little Ed Reed, Rodney Harrison, Troy Polamalu. I legend. You got Jim Bob Harris, who played at Alabama. Michael Downs, that went in the league as a safety from Rice to the Cowboys. And Johnny Johnson in Texas. Mello Calamore is special, man. The skill set. He can really get under a receiver, A+. Speed. Remember this key point I'm going to say. Speed to flip the hips, A+. Best is getting into the backfield and making plays and disrupting plays, A+. As I said before, he's like a running lot. When he came out of SC, went to San Francisco, a corner that loves to come in and hit you. Great in run support, A+. Outstanding. Outstanding. Ball skills. Granted, he didn't play well at the end of the year, but I think this year he's going to be where everybody's going to be talking about him in the NFL draft. As one of the best pound for pound football players at the corner and safety position. Football intelligence. Outstanding as a freshman. FBI. A+. Smart at various personnel packages recognized because Alabama moved him all over the field. He played the star. He played the boundary corner. He played safety. That's a lot of confidence in a football player. And he was physical. Physical, like I said, all the other great Alabama safeties has played. Tommy Wilcox, one more time. Mark Barron, one more time. George T, one more time. And then, like I said, he can run strive or strive with a lot of receivers on the next level. And think about this. The guy's a true freshman. It's playing against the best of the best in the SEC. Make no bones. When you playing down there practicing at Alabama, you practice against not five stars. You talk practicing against five stars that's going to go in and play in the NFL. Jaylen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Julio Jones, Jerry Jeudy. You playing against that, man. And Malachi Moore is a very sound football player. Granted, he tailed off a little bit at the end of the year, got benched. But I'm telling you, this is a young man that's going to bounce back in a big way, and I think he's going to have a phenomenal season, and I think he's going to be one of the top safeties going into the 2023 NFL draft. I like him. He's got that running lot in him. Playing corner, loves to come up and make hits. And he's going to be better this year. He even got a little bit of Kenny Easley in him at the safety position. Even a little bit of Kenny Houston. This young man is that good. When he's on his game. And he's playing at a high level. And think about this. What I like about him, look at the pressure that he's under. Playing safety and corner at the University of Alabama. It's a lot of athletes can't do that because you playing among the best of the best. You playing in the best conference. You playing on the best team 9 out of 10 times in college football year in and year out. And you're playing against guys that are not going to, when they finish their college career, they're going to be third round and fourth round draft picks. No, you're playing Will Anderson first round, Bryce Young first round. Help me, Jesus. Dallas Turner, potential first rounder. Jermaine Burton, that came up for Georgia, potential first rounder. Jameer Gibbs, a potential first rounder. It's ridiculous. That's why this young man is a phenomenal football player.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like my video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, to Malachi Moore, safety out of Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama. Freebird. Leonard Skinner, Alabama. Malachi Moore is going to be one of the top safeties when we all talk about the 2023 NFL draft. So if you like the video today, one more time, please come in and share it. Roll Tide.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. tune in daily to the podcast, and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.